Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Back here high atop Sir Reno alongside the dock as we're waiting on, they're waiting on the shot clock to get reset. So Cabot will, or Mountain Home will possess the basketball. They're now moving from right to left in front of us here. Mountain Home will be in front of their bench, Cabot in front of theirs for the remainder of the game. Brad, what's got to change this half?
I think, you know, five turnovers to our five turnovers. Ours led to a lot of points on live ball turnovers here. Mountain Home's just got to do a better job of getting good shots, and when we get them, going to make those shots.
As Coleman tried to get it down to Yonkers, and it was thrown away. First turnover of the second half leads to Cabot possessing the basketball.
Right on cue there. We turned the ball over, and at least it wasn't the live ball. That's the difference in the live ball turnover and not. We, you know, we get to get back and set up our defense right here.
That's what was kind of the last nail in the coffin for them the other night. They had a lot of live ball turnovers that resulted in layups and broken floor opportunities. Cabot with the ball now, moving from left to right now. Three-pointer on the way from Cook. This one is good.
Yeah, see, that's what they do. They do this little weave, and then when they set a screen, then all of a sudden they stop and go back the other way as we go underneath it and wide open for the three.
So very Princeton-esque style that they're throwing at us here. A lot of back doors, a lot of threes, and Jalen Yonkers has the ball. It's a jump ball. The possession arrow is pointed in the direction of Cabot. And it's a 12-point game, and Cabot can look to extend here.
Yeah, we knew Cabot's defense was good, and here we go, start the second half. Mountain Home starts with two turnovers in a row.
So, again, Cabot without the services of UCA commit Jenna Cook this evening. She is on the mend right now, but so far, they're still pretty good without her.
Oh, yeah.
Three-pointer on the way from the right side. This one rattles home. The other Cook, JC Cook, still in the game. She's got some D1 offers of two different sports. Lake and Moore trying to respond. Right back, and she does.
Yeah, two turnovers from Mountain Home leads to – six quick points for Cabot, but good job, Lakin, coming right back and getting a bucket.
So Lady Bombers now at 19 points, down by 12. Whistle and a foul, and it will send J.C. Cook to the free throw line. They're going to get, did they say Lakin?
I think they got Witten.
Yeah, they got Witten on that one. If that is, that's her. Yeah, it's her third foul. It's going to send Sarah Williams into the game here to come get her. So Witten now has three fouls. This free throw is good from J.C. Cook. 32-19 now. Cook waiting on the second one and got it.
That's a quick 8 points for Cook to start this third quarter.
She can catch fire pretty quickly. Of course, you could expect that with any coach's kid.
Yep, so, been around the gym.
Yeah, just lived in the gym and things like that. A whistle and an offensive foul. As they're going to get, they say Anna McCarn with that one. So that's her third foul. The technical earlier she got counts as a personal foul. So she is at three fouls now. As Del Leonard not pleased with that call. Neither is Mitch Husky down there on the Bomber sideline. Cabot possesses the basketball up 14. Trying to go downhill as Cook. Gets the mismatch she wants. Nobody down low for Cunningham. She throws this one off the window. No good. Offensive rebound. And Parker Husky tried to stop her, but couldn't, and it's 35-19 now.
Yeah, she's getting down low on the roll there. And Mountain Home, this is dangerous territory for them. If they want to stay in this game, they've got to stop turning the ball over and get some buckets.
Lake and Moore driving in the middle, pushed in the back, didn't get a call, no whistle. Shot is missed, and Cunningham going to bring it up the floor as she'll toss it backwards to Bray Hall. Actually, Kaylin Bean is who has it now. Cunningham tried to find Hall on the back door cut. Cunningham still looking, gets it to the far side. Bliss Miller thought about the three. Now she'll put it on the deck against Sarah Williams. Comes to this side to Bean, right wing three. Tell you what, Cabot is not missing so far. They've hit three threes in the first 2.5 minutes of this third quarter.
Yeah, that's a quick, 13 points here to start this third quarter.
38-19, Cabot has Mountain Home doubled up currently at the moment. A 13-3 run to start off the third quarter of action. Williams back to Lake and Moore, now between the circles. She's going to put it on the deck. Clears Williams out of the way. A 1-4 flat now, as now they go kind of offset as they get down to McCarn on the low block. As a lot of contact, it's a weird angle to take a charge, but they didn't call anything. Husky top of the key. This one is missed. McCarn tried to get a hand on it, and it's picked up by Cabot. Cabot has numbers 5-on-4. Williams slipped and fell on the other end as they got it to Bray Hall. She was wide open. Nobody within 25 feet of her. She didn't take the three. Now she passes up another one, and Cook hits it. She started running away from it as soon as she shot it. And just like that, it is 41-19.
Wow, that is just an onslaught right here of offense from Cabot.
I mean, this is a big reason that, you know, when the first polls around the state come out here in the next 2 weeks, that Cabot's probably going to be at the top of it as Moore, her mid-range jumper is missed. And a whistle and a jump ball is going to go to Mountain Home with 4:23 to go in the third.
Yeah, Anna's doing work down low against Cunningham. She's giving up some size on her, but Anna's still going after the ball and doing some work.
So Peyton Husky, she's watching at home. Yep, shot me a text at halftime. Parker's going to throw it in and sent to Jayla Yonkers between the circles, right on the end in Lyon on the field, or on the court, I guess, whatever sport we're playing. Lake and Moore going to go to the middle. Now gives it to Parker on the left side. Between the circles, good defense from Bean. It's nowhere to go for Mountain Home as Lakin's going to go. Jayla, top of the key for three. Got it.
There we go.
Jayla Yonkers hits the three, and Dell Leonard calls timeout. Lady Bombers break into the 20s. 41-22. 4:02 left in the third quarter of action. Dell Leonard takes a timeout. We'll take one with him. This is Lady Bomber basketball and Classic Hits 101.7 and on the Bomber Sports Network.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers!
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Back here in Cabot, Mountain Home on the low side, 41-22. They'll have four timeouts remaining. Cabot will have three timeouts. Actually, they'll both have three timeouts left. Mountain Home will return to action tomorrow as they will take on Batesville Southside. 4:02 left in this third quarter. Three timeouts remaining for each side. Cabot, they'll be able to run the baseline. No extended pressure by Mountain Home. Quick onslaught, wasn't it, Brad?
It was. They came out. I don't think they've missed so far. I think they did miss, and Cunningham missed a little chippy and then got her own rebound and put it right back in. Other than that, I think that's their only miss this half.
So Bean has the basketball. They hand it off to Miller. Miller dribbled it. It looked like it got tipped away by Lake and Moore. It'll stay with Cabot, and they will throw in. Looks like a street crossing that they're standing on there next to the Searcy Lion wording. Bean will throw in. About even with the three-point line, gets it in finally to Cook. Cook has not missed in this quarter. Cook going to work against Parker. Churchill with the basketball, fresh into the game. Gives it back to Miller on the handoff. A little dribble drive action by Cabot down to town, the shot clock. Now Hall's going to drive to the middle, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way from the left wing. This one is missed. First missed three of the quarter, but it's an offensive rebound for Cabot. Bean with the basketball. Little in-and-out dribble, hands it off to Churchill. Churchill to the middle. 10-foot fadeaway jumper, rattles around, won't go. Fosnes comes up with the rebound. Yonkers ahead to Sarah Williams. She wasn't ready for the pass. Another turnover for Mountain Home. And now Cabot on the run here. Some numbers here. They give it to the corner. Three-pointer from Bean on the way. This one is missed. Back-to-back missed threes, and Lake and Moore comes up with the rebound.
And Mountain Home's got to take advantage of getting these rebounds and getting stops and get some buckets here to kind of close this lead.
Lake and Moore step back three, top of the key. This one's missed off the heel of the iron. And picked up by Cabot with 2:50 to go in this third quarter. Bliss Miller with the ball. Now they get it along the baseline. As going around, Bray Hall gets the ball, goes around Sarah Williams and tried to take the charge and hits the floater. And Hall, that's her first points of the night. 43-22 our score now, 2:30 to go. Sarah Williams gives it back to Yonkers, top of the key. This one is missed. Fosnes comes up with the rebound, a whistle and a foul. She was knocked down. Good job by Fosnes to get that one as it was a foul. I couldn't tell who that was on. I think it was on 10.
I couldn't tell who they were tangled up with.
I think that's who it was. Ashlyn Estes will come into the game now. She will come in for her first action of the night. Yonkers will throw in. They get it into Fosnes. Try to get it to Fosnes, but Estes is there to save it. Ashlyn gives it over to Parker Husky between the circles, surveying the floor, 28 on the shot clock. Lake and Moore going to go downhill, goes to the left elbow. They give it down to Yonkers on a cut. It gets down to Fosnes. A lucky bounce. I don't think Fosnes was ready for it. And the shot is missed and rebounded by Cabot. Bliss Miller with the basketball on the right wing. Now gives it up to Cunningham. Cunningham's going to try to hand it off. They find her on the back door down to Churchill. Churchill's jumper is missed and rebounded by Lake and Moore.
Well, Mount Holmes getting stops. Like I said, we just need to get some buckets right here.
Lake and Moore, a couple crossover dribbles, gives it back. Jayla Yonkers, she wants a deep three from the 28-foot line. This one is good, and it's 43-25. Jayla Yonkers has 13 points. He's got back-to-back threes, or two threes in this third quarter. Three threes on the night, as we're down to 90 seconds to go in this third quarter. They give it to the far side, over to Bean. Bean off the window. This one is missed, but tapped out of bounds. It'll be Mountain Home basketball with 80 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, Livy Fosnes down there getting in the right position, getting a hand on the ball, and boxing out Cunningham, and that ball is knocked out of bounds.
You know, I had a theory about her and her sister. You know, their play has gotten better the last couple of games as the temperature has gone down outside. So it's more, it's like right. It's like Minnesota out there, which is where they're from. They moved here this summer, and they love it here, but they, you know, they were working out in the summer. It was 100 degrees. I said, man, been anywhere this hot ever.
That's right.
15 on the shot clock, a minute to go in this third quarter. Yonkers with the basketball, going to drive along the baseline, brings it back out to Lake and Moore. Moore's going to go down to 10 on the shot clock. He's going to pull it back out, gives it in to Fosnes. Good pass down to Fosnes, gets the layup to go. Leads back down to 16.
Yeah, great look there by Lakin throwing it up over the top.
27-43 now. As this is skipped to the corner, 12 seconds difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Skip to the corner, good extra pass over to Cunningham for three. Got it. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
She is 6'2", and she has range. That's impressive. As yeah, it is.
They yeah. threw it over to her. I was like, hey, that's a shot. We want it taken, and then splash down.
They just decided not to miss in this third quarter. Estes from the right corner. She responds with a three of her own. Leads back down to 16. The shot clock has been turned off.
Still here.
Pass turned over. Lake and Moore. Gives it down. Yonkers going to go set back out. Lake and Moore puts up the left wing three. This one's going to miss to the right. Estes tried to get a hand on it, and a whistle and a foul is called.
Good job by Ashlyn Estes. Kind of being Johnny on the spot, hitting a three, getting a steal. She's coming in, giving the Lady Bombers some really good minutes right here.
Now, she is a state champion. She knows what it takes
right.
to make big plays. This is sent to Cunningham, a half court. They skip it ahead. Hall probably could have shot a layup, and this shot is missed. And that's it for the third quarter. So Cabot will hold a 46-30 lead into the third quarter break. We'll take a short little break, bring you the fourth quarter of action. Cabot leads 46-30. This is Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and the Bomber Sports Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Does your vehicle have over 75,000 miles? Get maximum high-mileage engine protection with Syntec Full Synthetic High-Mileage Motor Oil, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec High-Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Ask for Syntec High-Mileage at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.